Monisha, with respect, you're not looking after the child. You're not looking after the family. Julianne went on national radio and said for 16 years she hasn't had one night of overnight respite. She puts her pain levels between 8 and 9 and her son's between 7 and 8. She's been failed over and over again. How can you say that you're looking after the child, looking after the family in that scenario? How do you say that to the people who took to the street in Wexford? Their services was withdrawn from them with little notice. Respite's gone in that area for 3 months. How do you tell the mother who comes to me in Donegal, where Drumbull Respite Centre is not available to her two children with special needs for the last 3 years, despite me raising it on this floor many, many times, including back 2 years ago, told that it's in hand, it was going to be reopened. Last year it was going to be reopened. Earlier last month I was told it's going to be at the end of the year before it's reopened. These children are being failed over and over and over again, and it is down to a failure to plan, to ensure that the workforce is there, that the capacity is there, and the facilities are there. And can I say this, Taoiseach? With respect, these are some of the most vulnerable children and adults in the state.
Thank you, Deputy.
And I ask you, what are you going to do to ensure that the 10 empty beds in Cork are reopened, that the 12 empty beds in Wexford are reopened, and that the centre in Donegal is providing respite centre for children and adults there?
Look, Deputy, every year resources have been increased and expanded, correctly so, in respect of special needs and in respect of families that you have referenced and that I have met. And there's not a deputy across the House that hasn't met families in situations like this. Staffing is now the issue in terms of recruitment of staff. The funding is there to recruit staff to these services and to these facilities. And funding will continue to be provided and will be expanded into the future in the forthcoming estimates and so on. There will be additional funding for disabilities generally, and in particular for children with special needs. And so the focus in terms of the HSE and the Health Service Executive and the providers is to recruit the staff and do everything possible to recruit staff and to provide a service then that is without discrimination in respect of whatever school a child attends, in terms of respite in particular, and in terms of other services in relation physio, speech and language, and a wider neurorehabilitative that some children may require also. And that is the approach, and we're working with the HSE to make sure that they can, if you like, achieve the capacity that is required to open these beds.